Random House Audio presents Ordinary Heroes by Scott Turow. Read for you by Edward Herman. Part 1. To Miss Grace Morton, 37 Wibberley Road, Kendall County, USA. From First Lieutenant David Dubin, Judge Advocate General's Department, March 19, 1944, in the Atlantic, fifth day aboard SS King Henry. Dearest Grace, my sickness is over, and I love you and miss you more than ever. Yesterday I got up feeling fine and ran to breakfast, and I have been well ever since. I'm beginning to know the routine aboard this commandeered cruise ship, where much of the civilian staff remains on duty, including Indian Wallahs who serve the officers in our staterooms. We also have a wonderful band that three or four times a day strikes up sentimental classical numbers in the old first-class dining room, which is still turned out with baubled chandeliers and red velvet drapes. The enlisted men below enjoy many fewer luxuries, but even they know their accommodations are a marked improvement over what they'd get on most of the Navy's old buckets. With Tchaikovsky in the air, I sometimes forget we are in a war zone and distinctly treacherous waters. Yet with time on my hands, I suppose it's natural that thoughts of what may lie ahead occasionally preoccupy me. During the 4 days of sickness after we sailed from Boston, I naturally spent long periods on deck. For all the sophistication I like to think I acquired at Easton College and in law school, I am still a Midwestern hick. Until now, I have never been on a body of water broader than the Kindle River, and there have been moments when I found the vastness of the Atlantic terrifying. Gazing out, I realize how far I have gone from home, how alone I am now, and how immaterial my life.